Good morning, everybody. We would like to give you a little briefing and tell you a little bit about the show. We think it went very well. We are glad you are here. And good morning, everybody. I'm Martin Richenhang. I'm chairman of the board, president, and CEO of Echo Corporation. You know some of our brands like Massey Ferguson, Challenger, Fendt, and so on. As you know, we are based in Duluth, Georgia. I have also been the AgConnect Expo 2011 committee chairman. I hope you had an opportunity to see the show floor already and experience the education, participate in some of the events which co-located with AgConnect Expo this year. If you have, then you feel the energy and you have seen the cutting-edge technology that makes AgConnect Expo a unique gathering place for agriculture. Also this morning you can see all the people who are coming already, and I think also the last day will be a very good day. We are following our plan for success, and we think it's working. AgConnect Expo is receiving widespread industry support. We had some, Charlie did, have already some very good discussions with some of the OEMs who are not yet here. We had more than 35 sponsoring and supporting industry organizations and 20 co-located industry events. One thing you are all aware of is that the American Farm Bureau Federation is holding its annual meeting right now in the Georgia World Congress Center, where we are now. The Farm Bureau Trade Show Pavilion is even in the same exhibit hall as AgConnect Expo 2011. Again, we have seen that AgConnect Expo provides agribusiness and manufacturers with qualified customers, and this is why the mood is so positive and why we have quality interactions on the show floor. And there are an estimated 12,000 AgConnect Expo and Farm Bureau registrants. In 2010, we had more than 7,700, so this is a pretty good growth. I would love to see that at Echo. And in 2011, we have exhibitors with about 175 net square feet on the show floor. The global scope of AgConnect Expo, we have more than 60 countries which are here representing their businesses, their companies. We have all 50 states of the U.S. and 9 of the 10 Canadian provinces. We have international pavilions from Argentina, Brazil, Germany, and Italy, and AgConnect has delegations from several countries, including Mongolia, Cambodia, and several African countries. We had ambassadors from South Korea, Colombia, and some other states here to talk about the importance of free trade agreements. The show has attracted several high-profile newsmakers and VIPs participating in corporate and industrial events, including Georgia Senator Saxby Chambliss, the ranking member of the U.S. Senate Agricultural Committee, Dr. Lutz Gergens, the Consul General of Germany. He actually did throw a party for us yesterday evening. The Colombian and South Korean ambassadors, as mentioned, General Wesley K. Clark, Charlie Stenholm, the former chairman of the House Agricultural Committee, and Barry Flingbaugh, a well-known professor of agricultural economics at Kansas State University and a longtime advisor on agriculture policy to politicians of both parties. So this tells you a little bit about AgConnect Expo, and I think we are a real gathering place for agriculture. And with this, I would like to invite you for questions. Yes, please. Well, we don't count the exhibitors as attendees. So those are all visitors, farmers, dealers, and so on. In the case of my company, we had about 300 dealers here, and we invited about 500 farmers. So we did do our dealer meeting before the day before the show, and then during the show, dealers were also sponsored in order to bring their end users, the customers, over.
I would just add that we do register exhibitor personnel as well. And the last show it was roughly 25% of total registrants, and I don't have a percentage at this point. It's, yeah.
Yes.
Thousand.
Yes. I miss the thousand. Yeah. I'm a very modest person in general. So.
He rounded for it.
Yes, please.
Do you know how many of the visitors are also here for the Farm Bureau convention? Have you broken that out?
I don't know. I think we can maybe break it out after the show.
And I can check with Farm Bureau.
Yeah, maybe
we do
know
there's a lot of crossover.
I think the Farm Bureau talks about 7,000 people or something like that. Is it true?
Approximately.
Something like that, yes. Yes. Well, first of all, the concept is we think that there should be, Agritechnica is the lead show in Europe. And the idea, the concept is to create a lead show also here in North America. This is also the reason why DLG, the organizer of the association organizing Agritechnica, became a shareholder in our show. And now what we think is good to do is to alternate Agritechnica with EgConnect. And so the next show will be 2013 in Orlando, Florida. And so then 2015 and so on. So we want to do it every second year, alternating with Agritechnica, which is also supported by the industry, because of course we would like to show product innovations at Agritechnica, but also here at EgConnect. And you can't do that if you do it in the same year. Then you have always to decide whether you do it here or there. I think this is the concept. I think that in the future we will see more visitors from Europe coming to the U.S. Because the interest of European farmers is in American farming is pretty big, and I think the bigger this show gets, the more interest we attract. We also have already quite some people here from China and Africa. I think this will also be more in the future. Because also China is very much interested in America, as we know, and in doing business with American companies. We have exhibitors here already from China.
I was just hoping you were having in Hawaii, like Farm Bureau.
Well, maybe we can do the press conference in Hawaii.
We'll send a delegation.
Yes. Well, actually, I think what the idea of AEM is, we first of all need to start, we need to grow it, and I think after every show we will rediscuss whether the location was the right one and whether we should also consider to go somewhere else. I think Atlanta most probably was much better than expected, because the venue, I think, was well received by participants but also by visitors. The infrastructure is very good. We have pretty good hotels. And so, therefore, I think people liked Atlanta. And this will be discussed after the show. We will discuss again after the Orlando show. So that's something we look into regularly. I personally believe that the show should maybe have a home somewhere to get people used to go to a certain place at a certain moment in time. We also heard some comments that it might be better to do it a little later in the month. This will also be discussed and reviewed. So what we want to do, I think we want to have a kind of fixed date everybody can count on and can book already in advance, and we want to have a fixed place. Everybody also knows 2013, 15, and so on. We are at EdConnect. Yes?
Do you expect an increased presence at Agritechnica of U.S. companies? As we're saying, more European companies are coming to the show.
We have already, organizers here from Germany, so I think we have already a pretty good attendance of American companies. I would say almost everybody in our industry goes to Agritechnica, more to Agritechnica than to SEMA, because SEMA is a smaller show. It's more southern European, so Agritechnica is really the international show in Europe, and I think all the American companies go there, I would say. I don't know how many there are, maybe you know.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to those in agriculture who are still saying, well, do we need another big trade show in the U.S.? I'm still hearing that.
Yes, I still hear the same, and the answer is yes. But I can understand the question, because what is different in America is we have a lot of small or mid-sized shows, but we do not have a big international show. Second, most of the shows are organized from people who want to make money with it. It's a business. They are in the show business. Agritechnica is organized by the Association of Farmers, DLG, German Association of Farmers, and it's a non-for-profit organization. So every money they make is reinvested in the show. And this is also our concept. So we are not here because we want to make money out of our visitors or out of the OEMs. We want to reinvest the money we make, hopefully we make some, in a startup. Very often you don't make money, but we are reinvesting the profits into the show. And I think this is a very good concept, and it makes also the show much more efficient. We listen much more to our visitors. We talk much more and visit with our OEMs in order to improve the show every year. And of course, in an ideal world, you would have converted one of the other shows into EdConnect, but people who live from it, who make money from it, don't want to do that. No, that's not planned so far, because we plan to have an indoor show like Agritechnica. This outdoor experience is more Farm Progress, and it's pretty good, but I think this is not something we want to consider for the coming years. One should never say no, but we will not do that next time and maybe also the year after. There's also not too much farming around Orlando. Okay, thank you very much, and have a nice day.